and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know that I am God. So when they had come together, they asked him, Lord, will you at this time restore the kingdom to Israel? And he said to them, it is not for you to know times or seasons that the Father is fixed by his own authority, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth.
Good evening. Hope everyone is doing well tonight. Thankful that you've come out to be with us tonight. Sorry, Devin, I jumped in front of your prayer. I'll talk for a minute, and then you can come and lead our opening prayer. How about that? If the leader would just look at the sheet. Thank you all for being with us tonight. Thank you if you are one of our guests. We appreciate your presence tonight. We're going to do a little bit different tonight. Our young people are fresh with a whole lot of sleep and rested well after our Hammermill retreat this past week. And so they are going to come and help lead our service tonight. One of our young men, Josh Luna, has prepared a sermon delivery for our Leadership Training for Christ convention last week and was able to deliver that there. And so we're going to ask him to come in just a little bit, and he's going to teach us our lesson tonight, and then I'll have some things to say as we go along. And of course, afterward, we're going to celebrate by giving out the awards that our kids received tonight. So give your support to our young men as they help lead our worship tonight. And so let's begin. Let's have a prayer. Devin Carroll's going to lead us in prayer.
Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for today and for the wonderful weather you've so graciously blessed us with. Thank you that we can come together this evening and sing songs and learn from your word. Help us learn the things that are being taught tonight, and to please help us to apply it to our daily lives. Thank you for your son and the sacrifice he made for us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. May resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words long preserved for our walk in this world. May resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true,
ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. We have come with open hearts, oh, let the ancient words impart. Zion's call sweetly rings over land and sea, bidding us look to realms above. While the light from the throne shines for you and me, let us lift to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing from the throne above. While we hear it ringing, let us heed the call of love. On the road to the goal, burdens we must bear, but we have help from realms above. We receive courage new when we kneel in prayer. Let us listen to the call of love. Zion calls, every hymn coming from the call of love. While we hear every hymn, let us heed the call of love. While we tarry below, there is work to do, and our strength cometh from above. As we labor and wait, we must all be true. Let us listen to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the throne above. While we hear it ringing, let us heed the call of love.
Good evening. I'll be reading from Acts 6, verses 1 through 4 and verse 7. Now at this time, while the disciples were increasing in number, a complaint arose on the part of the Hellenistic Jews against the native Hebrews because their widows were being overlooked in the daily serving of the food. So the 12 summoned the congregation of the disciples and said, "It is not desirable for us to neglect the word of God in order to serve tables. Therefore, brethren, select from among you 7 men of good reputation, full of the Spirit and of wisdom, who we may put in charge of this task. But we will devote ourselves to prayer and to the ministry of the world." The word of God kept on spreading, and the number of disciples continued to increase greatly in Jerusalem, and a great many of the priests were becoming obedient to the faith.
O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you in heaven or earth below. O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you in heaven above. You keep your covenant of love, your covenant of love. O Lord, there is no God like you in heaven above. O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you in heaven or earth below. O Lord God of Israel, there's no God like you in heaven above. You keep your covenant of love, your covenant of love. O Lord, there is no God like you in heaven above. Give me the heart of a servant, Son, tender and faithful and true. Fill me with love and use me, O Lord, so that the world can see you. Give me the heart of a servant, tender and faithful and true. Fill me with love and use me, O Lord, so that the world can see you. So that the world can see you. So that the world can see you.
Good evening. I'll be reading from Acts 8, verses 30 to 35. So Philip ran to him and heard him reading to Isaiah, the prophet, and asked, "Do you understand what you are reading?" And he said, "How can I unless someone guides me?" And he invited Philip to come up and sit with him. Now the passage of the scripture he was reading was this: "Like a shepherd, he was led to the slaughter, and like a lamb before the shearer is silent, so he opens not his mouth. In his humiliation, justice was denied him. Who can describe his generation? For his life was taken away from the earth." And the eunuch said to Philip, "About whom, I ask, does the prophet say this, about himself or about someone else?" Then Philip opened his mouth and was beginning with this scripture. He told the good news about Jesus.
Well, I was really nervous to do this until they gave me the headset. Because only cool guys like Bill wear the headset, and it's nice to have it. So for the past couple months, kids in Watermill have been going home and going over scripture and doing practicing for scripture reading and doing their scrapbooks, studying the book of Acts for Bible quiz, and practicing puppets and drama, and that's all because of LTC. And so this year for LTC, we were studying the book of Acts, and from the book of Acts we had the theme, Make Him Known, which is, in my opinion, the perfect theme for Acts, because that's essentially what the book of Acts is all about. As you know, the book of Acts is written by the author Luke, and he starts off his book of Acts, which is kind of like Luke's a sequel, in chapter 1, verse 1. "In the first book, O Theophilus, I've dealt with all that Jesus began to do and teach until the day when he was taken up after he'd given commandments of the Holy Spirit to his apostles whom he had chosen." And so from this you can tell that Luke, the book of Luke, was all about Jesus' life and what he did in his life and in his ministry and what he did with his apostles. But the book of Acts is about what Jesus does through us and what we do in Jesus' name. And so because the book of Acts is all about bearing witness to God, as I was preparing for this, I went through and I read the book of Acts, and I picked out different examples of people bearing witness to God in the book of Acts. And then I narrowed it down to just one, and I want to talk about that a little bit today. And so the example that I picked comes from chapters 3 and 4, and this is the story of Peter and John healing the lame beggar. So this is after the ascension, where Jesus goes back up into heaven, and he leaves his disciples who have had this constant spiritual guidance for years and years and years, this constant example, and they're now kind of left with just themselves, and they have to figure it out on their own. And so they go back to where they've kind of established a base camp, and they start getting ready to do God's word. This is after the Holy Spirit comes, and they're given the ability to speak in different tongues, to speak to different people. And then Peter gives the Sermon of Pentecost, which is kind of the first example of people bearing witness in the book of Acts. And then down into chapter 3. Now Peter and John were going up to the temple at the hour of prayer, the ninth hour, and a man lame from birth was being carried, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple called the Beautiful Gate, to ask alms of those entering the temple. Seeing Peter and John about to go to the temple, he asked to receive alms. And Peter directed his gaze at him, as did John, and he said, "Look at us." And he fixed his attention on him, expecting to receive something from them. But Peter said, "I have no silver and I have no gold, but what I do have I give to you. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, rise up and walk." And he took him by the right hand, and he raised him up. And immediately his feet and ankles were made strong, and leaping up he stood and began to walk and enter the temple with them, walking and leaping and praising God. And so he goes and he enters Solomon's portico, and these people start to recognize this person that they see every day at the temple asking for alms. And so they begin to crowd around Peter and John, and they're talking with them and asking questions, and they begin to make him known to those people. And then going down to chapter 4. And as they were speaking to the people, the priests and the captain of the temple, and the Sadducees came upon them, greatly annoyed because they were teaching the people and proclaiming in Jesus' resurrection from the dead. And they arrested them and put them in custody until the next day, for it was already evening. But many of those who had heard the word believed, and the number of men came to be about 5,000. And on the next day, their rulers and elders and scribes gathered together in Jerusalem with Annas the high priest and Cephas and John and Alexander and all who were in the high priest's family. And when they set them in the midst, they inquired, "By what power or by what name did you do this?" And then Peter goes and he starts making him known to those people. And this is kind of when you have to stop and say, what? Because you have these two extremes. You have Peter and John starting out their day, going to the temple. I guess they weren't starting out the day because it was late in the day. But and they just help somebody. And then all of a sudden, they're making God known and bearing witness to God in front of 5,000 people and in front of the most important, the most powerful spiritual leaders of the time. And it's because of these two extremes that that the story kind of reminds me, and in a way kind of reminds me of the story of the parable of the talents. And you all know the parable of the talents. The servant, the master goes away, and he gives one servant 5 talents, another servant 2 talents, and another servant 1 talent. And they come back, and the servant that received 5 talents made 5 talents more because he did something with the opportunity that he was given. And the same thing with the servant that had 2, he made 2 talents more. And in Matthew 25, verse 14, this is the end of the story. "He also who had received 1 talent came forward, saying, 'Master, I knew you to be a hard man, reaping where you did not sow, and gathering where you scattered no seed. So I was afraid, and I went and hid your talent in the ground. Here you have what is yours.' But the master answered him, 'You wicked and slothful servant. You knew I reap where I have not sown, and gathered where I scattered no seed. Then you ought to have invested my money with the bankers, that at my coming I should have received what was my own with interest. So take this talent from him and give it to the person who has 10 talents. To the people who use their opportunities, God gives more opportunities. And because of this, it's important to take advantage of the small opportunities that we have. And I think sometimes we become Christians who want to go on mission trips, who want to get out and do big, important things, who want to get up and speak, who want to travel the world, but we don't want to be Christians who do small things in our daily lives. We don't want to be Christians who talk to the person at school or at work. We don't want to take care of the small things. Witnesses don't place numerical value on an opportunity, but they see every opportunity as equally important because they recognize that everybody is a soul that needs to be saved. And so I hope that as you go throughout your week and throughout your lives, that you'll remember to take advantage of the small opportunities that you have. Thanks.
$663. It's not going to be hard to pick out the theme that I chose tonight for the songs. I was inspired by the day, so there is sunshine in my soul. Verses 1 and 3. There is sunshine in my soul today, more glorious and bright than glows in any earthly sky, for Jesus is my light. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul. There is springtime in my soul today, for when the Lord is near, the dove of peace sings in my heart, the flowers of grace appear. Oh, there's sunshine, blessed sunshine, while the peaceful, happy moments roll. When Jesus shows his smiling face, there is sunshine in my soul.
708. Heavenly sunlight. 1 and 3.
Walking in sunlight all of my journey, over the mountains, through the deep veil, Jesus has said, I'll never forsake thee, promise divine that never can fail. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Alleluia, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine. In the bright sunlight, ever rejoicing, pressing my way to mansions above, singing his praises, gladly I'm walking, walking in sunlight, sunlight of love. Heavenly sunlight, flooding my soul with glory divine. Alleluia, I am rejoicing, singing his praises, Jesus is mine.
So as we started with the sunshine in my soul, I'm going to explain why I chose the songs. It comes from Jesus, comes from God. But in the end result, it's what Josh was talking about, of making him known. And so our last song is Shine, Jesus, Shine. How do we get the word out? Would you be standing with me on this song? And we'll sing the first and third on this one as well.
Lord, the light of your love is shining in the midst of the darkness, shining. Jesus, light of the world, shine upon us, set us free by the truth you now bring us. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine, fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze, set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow, flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
As we gaze on your kingly brightness, so our faces display your likeness, ever changing from glory to glory. Mirrored here, may our lives tell your story. Shine on me, shine on me. Shine, Jesus, shine. Fill this land with the Father's glory. Blaze, Spirit, blaze. Set our hearts on fire. Flow, river, flow. Flood the nations with grace and mercy. Send forth your word, Lord, and let there be light.
Just remain standing for the scripture.
I'll be reading from Acts 10, verses 27 through 28 and 34 through 35. And as he talked with them, he went in and found many who had come together. And then he said to them, "You know how unlawful it is for a Jewish man to keep company with or go to another nation. But God has shown me that I should not call any man common or unclean." Then Peter opened his mouth and said, "In truth, I perceive that God shows no partiality, but in every nation, whoever fears him and works righteousness is accepted by him."
As was mentioned, and as you can tell through the things that we've read and the things that we've said tonight, the theme for this year's LTC conference was Make Him Known, and which is something that that Josh, in the preparations that Josh and I have done in preparing for the things that for the things that he was going to say and the things he prepared for the conference, astute observation in Josh's study to be able to say something like at the beginning that this is a book about really just people who are willing to be witnesses for the Lord. And it's a beautiful thing to read, and it's exactly what God, what the Lord said at the very beginning in Acts chapter 1. That was our first reading for tonight. You're going to receive power from on high, and we want you to tarry in Jerusalem, and you're going to receive this power, and you're going to be my witnesses. I want you to go and be witnesses for me in Jerusalem and Samaria and for the end of the earth. And if you continue through the book of Acts, really what you find are people who are doing just that. From the Greek language, the word witness comes, is the word martyres, it's the word from which in our English language we get the word martyr. It's the idea of proclaiming something, bearing testimony for something, to stand up and say, I stand for something, I'm going to take a stand about something, I'm going to be firm on something, and I'm going to let that be known. I am going to make sure that what I do or what I say is going to proclaim this one particular thing, a doctrine or a testimony or something that is known. And this is what really the book of Acts is about, even to the point of death, that we find out just a few chapters later when Stephen stands up and declares, these are the things that you need to know. You know these, he tells the people leaders in Acts chapter 7. You know these things. This is your history, and this is what has happened, and I'm going to declare that these things are true, and that Jesus really is the Lord, and he really is who he claimed to be. And when you read through the book of Acts, as Josh has pointed out from Acts chapters 3 and 4, bearing witness is not necessarily just standing up and being somebody who holds a microphone and talks to a crowd of people. That being a witness for the Lord is something that is much greater. As Joshua's story represents, it means sometimes looking at someone in need and saying, I have what you need, and I'm willing to share that with you. And in the story that he mentioned, what happens is they're given more opportunity to be able to proclaim these wonderful things. But in all the readings that we've read, Acts chapter 6, sometimes bearing witness means somebody's being neglected among us, and I have the ability to be able to right that wrong. And they give the opportunity to take care of those widows that were being neglected. for no reason. Nobody really knows. The important thing was they were being neglected, and somebody needed to remedy that. And the people, the apostles and the people there, made sure that they did. Sometimes being a witness, as we read from Acts chapter 8, sometimes being a witness is being able to be ready when someone has a question, to be able to have a conversation about spiritual matters, because I've internalized enough of God's word and I know it and it means enough to me that when someone says, what does this mean? That I'm able to say, well, I'd like to share that with you. And not have to say, oh, I'll have to get back to you maybe, but to be, although that's nothing wrong with that, of course, but being able to say, I know the story of the gospel. And I know God's word, and I'm willing to be able to share that and help someone understand that. Sometimes bearing witness and being a witness is something as simple as that. And sometimes, from Acts chapter 10, that Wyatt read just at the end, sometimes bearing witness means that I have to be willing to talk about the gospel with people with whom I may not want to share, and with whom I may not often associate, and that in a situation that might be a little more difficult, that it would be easier for me to just put my head down and ignore. Peter was able to say, and you have to appreciate his honesty, to say, brothers, you know that this is not normal. Right? You know that me being among you is not something that's looked highly upon, but of course his statement is, but the Lord has called me to do this, and I'm ready to do that. Being someone who says, who follows the command, and follows the commands of the Lord, and you think about just up to that point, we've not even got into the book of Acts, in which we go on to listen to the Apostle Paul and all of the opportunities that he had and all of the places in which he was able to stand up and proclaim, sometimes to small crowds and sometimes to great crowds and sometimes to individuals, but always being able and being ready to take advantage of the situations that are given, to simply be a witness, to bear testimony that Jesus is Lord, that God is the true God, and that he has a message for us, and that the gospel is the power of God to be able to save us from ourselves and from our sins. Being a witness, making him known, looks very different than sometimes, as has been pointed out, than we often think. And so all of the things, all these plaques that are laid out here in front of us, you probably can't see them because you're below, but up here on top of all of the plaques and all the medals and the things that we award to our young people to show our appreciation and to tell them that we're proud of them, numerous different things that we might not be able to say oftentimes in our own words, this is what it means to preach the gospel, or these are things that are sometimes classified as less important. But what we've done through LTC is be able to communicate to our young people that you have the ability to be a witness by putting a bulletin board in our hallway that many people can walk by and see. You have the ability to be a witness by holding a puppet behind a curtain and watch the captivated young kids lay on the floor and be motivated and learn great lessons. Numerous different ways, and if nothing else, LTC helps to communicate that to our young people and to us as good reminders that if we're going to follow the command of Jesus as he gave to the apostles in Acts 1, I want you to go, and your role is to be a witness for me. I hope that we are able to share that and able to remember that. We close tonight, as we always do, by being able to say, by inviting and by asking you about your witness and asking you about your ability to be that kind of a witness in whatever fashion it might be. It has to begin, however, before there are the actual tangible things that are done. It has to begin with somebody who's willing to appreciate what God has done and somebody who is willing to understand and put a faith and a trust in a God who is more powerful and who has more grace and mercy and is able to extend that to us and be able to say, you're going to be the king of my life and I'm going to exalt you as the Lord. What can I do now to tell other people about that? If you're in a situation where your faith has not been expressed in that way, we'd love to be able to teach you about what it means to be obedient. If you're a person whose witness is lacking, we'd love to be able to help you with that. That's our invitation for tonight. Travis has an invitation song for us. If you have a need tonight that we might be able to help you with, we'd love to. Let's stand and sing. Would you come to the front and let your need be known?
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good. good to me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He cares for me. He's so good to me.
We'll get you a stand next time, okay? So good to see everybody this evening. If you're visiting here tonight, you are an honored guest, and we are so thankful that you have chosen to be here with us. Tonight is a special night for us. As you've noticed, and we've had a number of our young men who have participated and led us in our worship service tonight. And guys, let me tell you, you guys did an awesome job. Thank you so much for sharing your talent and having the courage to get up and stand in front of everybody and read from God's Word. And Josh, thank you very much for that message, for the thoughts that you presented. I think you said something in there about talents, and if you use your talents, God is going to give you more opportunities. Well, I would expect, if I were you, I'd be expecting more opportunities to speak in the future, okay? You did a great job there.